This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. And certainly this broadcast is important for all people. Yes, I defend the rights and the heritage of European people. I think every race has the right to defend their own heritage, their own way of life. I don't believe in colonialism. I don't believe in America having 780 bases in other nations around the world. I believe we need to care for and take care of and preserve our own nation. The truth is, the people in charge of the United States of America are literally enemies of the founding European-American majority, the very people, the very heritage that built America. And they are sponsoring programs and policies that will make us a minority, will literally make us strangers in our own land. This control, this anti-European control, can be seen so much in our media, it can be seen so much in our political process in the United States of America. Today I want to expose the real racists in America. Super Tuesday did that for us, but it seemed that nobody noticed. Obama got at least 88% of the black vote, but nobody seemed to notice in the media. Bill and Hillary Clinton have been the biggest advocates of black interests and the black political agenda in recent American politics. Bill is even warmly referred to as, quote, the first black president, unquote, for his unrelenting support of the black agenda. Under the Clinton administration, the massive government-mandated racial discrimination against white people, called euphemistically affirmative action, has become pervasive in both the public and private sector. Better qualified whites face racial discrimination in jobs, scholarships, union admittance, college admittance, promotions in academia, promotions in business and industry, and promotions in the military, and in publicly bid contracts. In addition, millions of whites have been the victims of black criminality. More millions have been forced to abandon, with great financial difficulty, the public schools that their own taxes have overwhelmingly paid for. They've had to abandon these schools for their kids because of the horrid conditions caused by the racial realities in those schools. Millions of whites have seen massive immigration transform their communities from the clean and safe places of American heritage to ghettos and barrios of dilapidation, trash, and crime. The Clintons have been at the forefront of these policies that have so harmed white America. But everything the Clintons have done for the black radicals counts for nothing among the black voters. The Atlanta Journal exit poll revealed that on Super Tuesday, at least 88% of the black voters pulled the lever for the black candidate, Barack Obama. Owing to the fact that he's a relative newcomer, Barack Obama has accomplished little to advance the black agenda, certainly nothing comparable to the Clintons. He surely did not get the black vote because his policies were more in line with the black community, as they were practically identical with Clinton on welfare, health care, and in what they call the mistreatment of black criminals. Both Obama and Clinton allege that a racist criminal justice system exists in America. Both of them want to let hundreds of thousands of black criminals out of jail. So why did blacks overwhelmingly vote for Obama? Did he offer a remarkably different program? There was clearly one overriding factor in their choice of Obama. He is one of them. They were motivated by a racial loyalty. They voted for Obama because he is black. Period. Such is the clear hypocrisy of the American political system. Every candidate is grilled by the media and minority special interest groups as to what they will specifically do for the blacks, for the Hispanics, etc. Often the questions are expressed as, why should African Americans vote for you? Or, what will you do to address the issues important to the black people in America? The same kind of questions are also addressed from the Mexican or Hispanic point of view. No Democrat or Republican candidate can avoid such questions, and not one of them, not even Ron Paul, refrained from saying how he was the best candidate for the group interests of blacks or Hispanics. Ron Paul even went on to say that blacks are the victims of a racist criminal justice system, just like Hillary Clinton and Obama. And he went on to say that he was the only one who would pardon and release all black drug felons in American federal prisons. Shockingly, he had no concern about the thousands of white victims that would suffer from such a policy. I dare say that Paul's statement undermined a great deal of potential white support for Ron Paul, and it goes a long way to explain his poor showing, even though most Americans oppose the war. Not one candidate dared to appeal directly to the needs and issues facing white people in America. No reporters asked the candidates, why should white people vote for you, or what will you do about the issues that are important to the white American majority? In the days after Super Tuesday, not one national commentator has pointed out the racist nature of the overwhelming mass of black voters. No one has pointed out the racist nature of the media establishment and the racism of every major candidate in being concerned only about the needs or the interests of blacks or other minorities, and not daring to even suggest that there are interests shared in common by the vast majority of the white population, just as there are needs shared in common by blacks. To address issues of importance to black people is called fairness and compassion. To address needs of white people is called racism. Barack Obama is a leading member of an Afrocentric black church that pledges first loyalty to Africa over America. He's a leader in that church, close to the pastor, and yet no one in media dares to criticize Obama on this issue, not even Republican candidates. In spite of Obama's clear racial appeal to blacks and what is perceived as black interests, millions of white people were still willing to vote for Obama, a man whose first loyalty, as shown by the church, is arguably to Africa and African Americans. At the same time, blacks were not even willing to vote for a white candidate who has unashamedly put black interests over white interests for many, many years. So who are the real racists in America? The facts are clear. You decide. This has been David Duke. I appreciate you being with me. I look forward to being with you again very soon. Let's go forward in this campaign season and realize that we have a great task ahead of us, all the European American people. We must educate our people as to this hypocrisy that exists in media, in government, in politics. We must pound these issues. I think the average American would agree with every line I've stated here in this broadcast. But they don't hear this line. They don't read this line. It's time that we got our message out, and that's where we should devote our time and attention, not to anyone's campaign, but the campaign to wake up the great mass of the American people. Thanks so much. I'll see you again next time.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddude.com.